Way News. I'm Steve Miller reporting. The United States imposed sanctions Friday against Russian businessmen, companies, and government officials striking at associates of President Vladimir Putin in one of Washington's most aggressive moves to punish Moscow for a range of activities, including alleged meddling in the 2016 U.S. election. Elizabeth Arrett has the details.
The action, taken under pressure from the U.S. Congress, freezes the U.S. assets of oligarchs. The Treasury Department sanctions on 7 Russian oligarchs and 12 companies they own or control, plus 17 senior Russian government officials, are likely to complicate U.S. President Donald Trump's hopes for good relations with Putin.
The trade war rhetoric between the United States and China escalated Friday with U.S. President Donald Trump threatening tariffs on an additional $100 billion worth of Chinese goods and Beijing warning it will fight the United States at any cost. Larry Kudlow, the director of the National Economic Council under President Trump, explained why the new tariffs were announced.
Technology is at the root of this. Now, that doesn't exclude our manufacturers who get hurt or even our farmers who might get hurt. But we can't allow China, which is a first world country now, has to play by the rules they're being, but we can't allow them to steal our technology. Because when they steal our technology, Eamon, they're stealing the guts of the American future.
3 people are dead after a pair of suicide car bombings in Somalia's capital, Mogadishu. There has been no immediate claim of responsibility for the 2 explosions. For additional stories as well as in-depth coverage, visit our website or download our mobile application. This is VOA News. Bill Gallo reports that British doctors say former spy Sergei Skripal is no longer in critical condition a month after he was poisoned with a nerve agent.
Dr. Christine Blanchard says Skripal is responding well to treatment, improving rapidly, and is no longer in critical condition. The hospital says Yulia Skripal is conscious and in stable condition. British authorities say they were exposed to a military-grade nerve agent and have blamed Russia. Russia has denied responsibility for the poisoning. Bill Gallo, VOA News.
A South Korean court sentenced former President Park Geun-hye to 24 years in prison. Grace Lee has the details.
The court ruled Park colluded with her friend Choi Soon-sil to receive billions of dollars from major conglomerates like Samsung and Lotte. The judge said Park had shown no signs of repentance and had instead tried to shift the blame to Choi and her secretaries. 66-year-old Park, who's been in jail since March 2017, has denied any wrongdoing and didn't show up in court. With the sentence, she becomes South Korea's first democratically elected leader convicted of crimes and sent to prison. Park's lawyer says they're discussing the possibility of an appeal.
That was Grace Lee. German prosecutors say they have ordered the release of ex-Catalan leader Carlos Puigdemont after he posted bail. Puigdemont called on Spanish authorities to open dialogue with Catalan politicians.
We are demanding that dialogue from the last 6 years, and we only received a violent and repressive response.
Puigdemont contended that Spanish authorities have no excuses not to talk with Catalonian leaders. Former South African President Jacob Zuma sat in the dock of a packed courtroom Friday to face corruption charges and emerged defiant, telling supporters that the case against him was politically motivated. Zuma appeared relaxed during the brief hearing, at which his case was adjourned until June 8th. 16 charges of fraud, racketeering, and money laundering were recently reinstated after being thrown out nearly a decade ago. They relate to an arms deal in the 1990s when Zuma was deputy president. Hungary is set to hold parliamentary elections Sunday, with the ruling Fidesz party expected to win. Prime Minister Viktor Orban has put his uncompromising anti-migrant rhetoric at the center of the campaign. That's alarming the European Union, which has accused Hungary of putting fundamental democratic freedoms at risk. Syrian state TV reports Republican Guard forces pushed into rubble-held areas of Douma and eastern Ghouta near Damascus Friday as mediated talks between various combatants collapsed. I'm Steve Miller, VOA News.
That's the latest world news from VOA.
Great news. It's VOA.